Evening. This is the regular session of the Rome Common Council. The date is January 8th, 2025, and the time is 7 p.m. Mr. Seelig, please call the roll.
Counselor Sprace.
Present.
Counselor Mortis.
Present.
Counselor Fazio.
Present.
Counselor Smith.
Here.
Counselor Anderson.
Present.
Counselor Dursey.
Present.
Counselor Spiralia.
Excused. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The invocation will be offered by the chair. Almighty God, we come together with diverse perspectives and shared purpose. Help us to work in unity for the benefit of all. May our deliberations be respectful and productive. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, the meeting is now open to the public. You have the opportunity to appear before the council and present your views concerning city affairs. If you wish to speak, please step up to the back microphone, state your name and address, and limit yourself to 5 minutes. Also, please sign in on the speaker sheet to help with the record. We are ready for our first speaker.
Dennis Perfetti, 504 West Thomas Street. I just came to thank Joe Giuliano, the mayor, and every DPW worker that busted their ass for 4 days straight. I sat at the liquor store and watched them plow Thomas Street, and when they got to the light, it needed to be plowed again. People must have forgot the 70s and 80s when this was an every week occurrence, and it hasn't been. So now it's, oh my God, it snowed. Could you imagine if the mayor went out and bought 3 new plows? They had a heart attack over 7 cop cars. Could you imagine what this city would do if they went out and bought 3 more plows? But I do know that Joe will be getting applications. There's 342 people on Facebook who can do a better job than the DPW, the mayor, and Joe. So be prepared for that. You could get onslaught. Ignore those people. You guys did a fantastic job, and you should be commended for it.
Thank you, Dennis. Next speaker, please.
David Halpin, 204 Elm Street in Rome, New York, of course. Mr. Perfetti, you forgot to say the 60s. Maybe I'm a little older than you. I remember the 1966 blizzard. Thank you very much. That makes me feel wonderful. I just have 2 small things, and that's it. Again, of course, I will congratulate the city crew and all that for doing a wonderful job. They really have been doing a good job. The only thing I don't like, though, is when I get to the end of my driveway done, and then I see that DPW plow come down through again. But unfortunately, you know, I do have a snowblower this year, and it makes life a little bit easier. But anyways, just 2 questions. I want to know if the warming station is still open for the people who are homeless, and of course, if that's open or not, because I don't know, because I know with the weather conditions we've had, I was just a little concerned about that. And of course, if the mayor is going to continue that program throughout the winter season until it gets a little bit warmer, I know they're working in conjunction with the county, with the county executive, but I just wanted to ask about that. Second question is Centro. I know Centro stops on Floyd Ave across from the St. Peter's housing complex. Now, there's a lot of people who live there who are dependent upon the bus. And I don't, if I remember correctly, when I talked to some of the residents there about a month ago, the bus does not stop at St. Peter's. But basically, the people would have to use their walkers and or wheelchairs to go from the St. Peter's over to the bus depot right on the corner of Floyd Ave, and it's right across from St. Peter's School. I'm not sure if I know, you know, I don't know if you guys know the answer to that or not, but that would be a concern of mine because of the fact I have to be prejudiced because my sister happens to take the bus, and or she depends upon one of my family members, and she lives at St. Peter's over there at the facility. So that's all I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Next speaker, please. Anybody else that wishes to speak? Public session is closed. The chair will entertain a motion that the reading of the minutes of the preceding session be dispensed with and that they be approved.
So moved.
Councillor Smith.
Second.
Councillor Dursey. Motion has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Presentation of petitions and communications. None.
I have nothing.
Report of city officials. Commissioner White.
I think I'm offered up anyway. I don't need it. To answer Mr. Halpin's question, the warming center in the city of Rome is not open. However, there is a warming center open in Utica. That if they need to be transported from Rome to Utica, they will arrange that transportation out to Utica. The warming station that we did have open in Rome, I believe they had mid-20s, and all but one person from Rome that used the service. Everything else was less than here from Utica. So they are going to keep the warming station open in Utica. If anybody in Rome needs it, they will transport them out there to a warming center.
Only one person from Rome uses the warming station.
Yes,
I know they are saying from Utica.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's
Thank you,
Commissioner. Anyone else? Board of Councilors. Councilor Anderson.
Thank you, thank you, Mr. President. And I want to echo the comments by Mr. Perfetti and Mr. Halpin on the work that the DPW crew did this past weekend. It was just phenomenal. And I've heard mostly only positive things, except for the 300 maybe applicants that are coming forward. But you know, what really was remarkable was they knew the storm was coming up. And I watched earlier in the week, the DPW team work very hard to get as many Christmas decorations down as possible to beat the snow. They got Wiggins Park, they got Fort Stanwix Park. Wiggins is West Atomic Street and Elm Street, for those that don't know. But the, you know, it was a race against time. But they did a great job, worked their tail off there. And it goes without saying the work that they did this past weekend, the hours that they put in. It was a storm to go back to the 60s and 70s, you know. But hopefully that's the last one this winter. But Mr. Giuliano, you and your staff, we can't thank them enough. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Anderson. Anyone else? Board of Committees. Onward to resolutions. Resolution number one.
Accepting donation presented to the City of Rome, $1,965 by the Community Foundation.
Move it.
Second.
Councilor Anderson and Councilor Sprace. Resolution number one has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number one say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number one is carried. Resolution number two.
Accepting donation presented to the City of Rome, $50 by the YMCA.
So moved.
Councilor Mortis.
Second.
Councilor Spreece. Resolution number two has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, resolution number two, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number two is carried. Resolution number three.
Authorizing the mayor to amend the existing capital project account for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, Disaster Recovery Public Assistance Funds related to disaster 4625, remnants of Tropical Storm Fred, declared on October 8, 2021.
So moved.
Councilor Mortis.
Second.
Councilor Dursey. Resolution number three has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number three say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number three is carried. Resolution number four.
Authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement providing funds for the Mohawk Valley Community Action Agency Incorporated Runaway and Homeless Youth Program, $1,600.
Okay. Councilor Smith, Councilor Pazio. Resolution number four has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Councilor Anderson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Excuse me. For the benefit of the public, resolutions number four through 14 are, for the most part, allocations that were approved in the 2025 budget, and these are the approvals to pay the agencies the allotted amounts. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Anderson. Any further discussion? All those in favor, resolution number four, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, resolution number four is carried. Resolution number five.
Authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement providing funds for the Senior Citizens Council of Rome, New York, Incorporated, $31,680.
Move it.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Dursey. Resolution number five has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number five, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, resolution number five is carried. Resolution number six.
Authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement providing funds for the South Rome Senior Citizen Center, $10,880.
Move that.
Councilor Fazio.
Second.
Councilor Anderson. Resolution number six has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number six, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, resolution number six is carried. Resolution number seven.
Authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with the Capitol's Civic Center Incorporated, $12,160.
Move it.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Dursey. Resolution number seven has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number seven, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, resolution number seven is carried. Resolution number eight.
Authorizing annual payment to the Rome Art and Community Center by the City Treasurer, $32,224.
Move it.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Anderson. Resolution number eight has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number eight, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, resolution number eight is carried. Resolution number nine.
Authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with the Rome Cemetery Association for care of the City of Rome plot during 2025, $2,000.
Move it.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Smith. Resolution number nine has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number nine, say aye.
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 Opposed, resolution number nine is carried. Resolution number 10.
Authorizing the mayor of the City of Rome to execute an agreement with the Lake Delta Volunteer Fire Department Incorporated.
Move it.
Councilor Dursey. Councilor Mortis. Resolution number 10 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those on resolution number 10 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, resolution number 10 is carried. Resolution number 11.
Authorizing the mayor of the City of Rome to execute an agreement with the Stanwix Heights Volunteer Fire Department Incorporated.
Move it.
Councilor Spurries.
Second.
Councilor Fazio. Resolution number 11 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Councilor Mortis.
President, members of the council, I'd like to abstain my vote from this, being a member of the department. Thank you.
Councilor. Any further discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 11, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, resolution number 11 is carried. 5-1 abstain. Or 6-1, right? No, 5-1 abstain. Okay. Resolution number 12, authorized.
That's okay.
I got excited.
Authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with the Jervis Public Library Association, $322,932.
Move it.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Smith. Resolution number 12 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, resolution number 12, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 12 is carried. Resolution number 13.
Authorizing a contract between the City of Rome and the Humane Society of Rome Incorporated, $14,000.
So move.
Councilor Mortis.
Second.
Councilor Spurries. Resolution number 13 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 13, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, resolution number 13 is carried. Resolution number 14.
Authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with the Rome Historical Society, $31,616.
Move it.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Dursey. Resolution number 14 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 14, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, resolution number 14 is carried. Resolution number 15.
Authorizing mayor to refund Verizon for overpayment on meter number M31570, $121,613.47.
Move it.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Mortis. Resolution number 15 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 15, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, resolution number 15 is carried. Resolution number 16.
authorizing the mayor of the city of Rome to apply for and accept a New York State Energy Research and Development Authority grant for clean energy communities in an amount not to exceed $15,000 to purchase electric landscaping equipment.
Move it.
Councilor Spurious.
Second.
Councilor Fazio. Resolution number 16 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 16, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 16 is carried. Ordinances. Ordinance number 9764.
Authorizing the placement of a stop sign in the Islandberg Lane parking lot.
Move it.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Dursey.
Unanimous consent.
Councilor Mortis.
Second.
Councilor Spurious. Ordinance number 9764 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of ordinance number 9764 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 9764 is carried. Ordinance number 9765.
Authorizing the removal of no parking and 2-hour parking signs in front of the closed Fort Stanwyck School.
Move it.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Dursey.
Unanimous consent.
Councilor Spurious.
Second.
Councilor Mortis. Ordinance number 9765 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of ordinance number 9765 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Ordinance number 9765 is carried. Ordinance number 9766.
Authorizing mayor of the city of Rome to approve the sale of city-owned parcel, Kingsley Ave, to buyer for $1,001.
So move.
Councilor Mortis.
Second.
Councilor Fazio.
Unanimous consent.
Councilor Dursey.
Second.
Councilor Mortis. Ordinance number 9766 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of ordinance number 9766 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 9766 is carried. The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Spurious. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you for coming.